In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Norris Holt, age 77, of Ilkhorn, died Tuesday. He is survived by his wife, Doris Holt, one son and two daughters and their spouses, including locally by Sherry and Bob Foley of Campbellsville, Steve and Debbie Holt of Ilkhorn, three grandchildren, two brothers of Cox's Creek in Indiana. Funeral services for Norris Holt will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the building fund of the First United Methodist Church. Mrs. Jean Pennebaker, age 80, of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include three sons of Florida, Tennessee, and Texas, five grandchildren. Memorial services for Jean Pennebaker will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Ransdell Chapel at Campbellsville University. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Jean Pennebaker Art Scholarship Fund at Campbellsville University. The Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Margaret LaFonde, age 80, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Gary and Alicia LaFonde of Campbellsville, two granddaughters, three sisters, and one brother of Texas and Florida. Funeral services for Margaret LaFonde will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Frances Sapp, age 81, of Perryville, formerly of Lebanon, died Wednesday at her residence. She is survived by two daughters and their spouses, Brenda Sapp of Lebanon, Betty and Alton Tatum of Lebanon, two sons, including locally by William Ricky Sapp of Lebanon. Funeral services for Mrs. Frances Sapp will be Friday afternoon at 2:30 at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mr. James Thomas J.T. Willard, age 68, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at the Ephraim McDowell Hospital in Danville. He is survived by his wife, Brenda King Willard, two daughters of Michigan, one brother, Clarence C.A. Roller of Gravel Switch. Funeral services for James Thomas J.T. Willard will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Bosley Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations toward the family funeral expenses. Mrs. Ruth Landis Hatton, age 87, of Louisville, formerly of Greene County, died Wednesday in Louisville. She is survived by two sisters of Louisville. The family chose cremation. There will be a memorial service Saturday morning at 10:30 Central Time at the Christ Church United Methodist on Brownsboro Road in Louisville. There will be a local memorial service Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Summershade Cemetery in Greene County. The Calvert and Parrott Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to Christ Church United Methodist or the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Donations can be made at the funeral home. Mr. Daryl Glenn Helm, age 52, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at Greenhill Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his wife, Brenda Sue Pettit Helm, one brother, Jimmy Helm of Jamestown, one sister, Trish Popowell of Russell Springs, his stepmother, Linda Helm of Jamestown, stepmother, Anthony Carnes of Jamestown. Funeral arrangements for Daryl Glenn Helm are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.